With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Wentz cannot be sacked right here. He's in the gun. They've got to get out beyond the 12. Wentz, back. He's looking. Stepping up. He sacked for a safety. He didn't throw it away. He had sufficient time, and he didn't throw it away.
You got to throw that football.
Eagles radio with the call. They lose to Cleveland. And the Eagles fans, I tweeted yesterday, is it even fun to spy on them anymore?
Yes.
Do they have any anger left? Mm-hmm. Do they have any rage still existing? Or are they just lifeless? Has it all been sucked out of them?
Have you met these people? They're angry in the spring. Nobody's angry in the spring.
Allergies. Allergies can make you angry in the spring.
Yeah, they can. But you would trade. You would trade spring and allergies for Philadelphia winter. Right? They're angry in the spring. Nobody's... It's the old Seinfeld line. You can't be bleak in spring. Russia, you can be bleak in spring. Okay, Philadelphia, you can be angry in the spring. That's it.
The Browns beat Filthy yesterday 22-17, and of course that means Troy has been spying on their morning radio show on WIP.
Yeah, spying once again on Angelo Cadoni. On WIP this morning. So earlier this morning, Sean, you were kind of a television broadcasting snob when you were going after Kenny Albert and Jonathan Vilma on Fox.
Yeah,
I'm not going to be a snob here. I'm just going to say I'm a radio broadcasting snob. And for all you young radio professionals, when you start a show, you want to set the tone. Don't talk about the hangnail you've had for a week or the fact that you can't find toilet paper again because of the pandemic and people losing their mind. Set the tone. And that's what they did this morning on WIP. And by the way, that tone is they hate their quarterback.
Sports Radio 94 WIP, a radio.com sports station.
Good morning, everybody. Welcome to WIP Morning Show. It is a Monday morning. And ladies and gentlemen, this is Philadelphia, a city in crisis. If you do not think after that abysmal performance yesterday, there's not a crisis in the making, get a new TV because you weren't watching the same game we were. Josie, how bad was that?
That is atrocious.
Oh!
I mean, if you try to find one positive thing out of the game, you're searching. I mean, that was an awful display. I have not seen an Eagles team play that poorly, and they've been really bad all year, but that was the worst.
Al, the worst?
By far the worst, because it wasn't just the game. It was an indictment of everything.
100% right. Rhea, horrendous?
They're the worst team in the NFL.
They may be. Right now,
I don't care that they have three wins.
Well,
they're
the
worst team.
The Jets have zero wins, but you're out to something.
The Jets put up 28 points.
Okay, I should have clarified. That was the one clear where they didn't kill the quarterback, just the team. The rest of the show is about the
Rhea. And now, Michael Lombardi, who has come on this show, got laughed at. I get it. Because the year they won the Super Bowl, he said Doug Peterson didn't deserve to be an NFL head coach. And there was one stat that I never forget from that run. Carson Wentz helped them overcome crazy third and longs. It was an insanely high amount of third and longs, and that was Carson Wentz's MVP-type season. And that's why Lombardi's like, Doug Peterson, it's Frank Reich is the offensive mind there. It's not Doug Peterson. Well, Frank Reich is in Indy. Second half adjustments yesterday against Green Bay and that Colts win. The Eagles offense in the last 2 weeks on third down, 2 for 21. On third down, not third and long, 2 for 21 on third down in the last 2 weeks. They're not the worst team in football. They're not the worst team in football, but I'm glad to hear them, Troy, acting like it.
Yeah, definitely not the worst. I mean, the Jets got eliminated from playoff contention yesterday officially. Okay, they're the worst. Okay, your team is bad. You're sitting at 3-6-1. You lose to the Browns yesterday, 22-17. WIP Philadelphia this morning with Angelo Cotone. Once again, not happy, and this time definitely not happy with Carson Wentz.
The defense was shutting down the best running game in football. And then Wentz hands the other team 7 points.
Yeah, when he had an open receiver. His first look to Rager was open. He didn't throw it. He got hit because he waited. And
why does he wait?
No idea.
He's doing that over and over. He's just camping in the backfield and waiting to get hit. Why?
No idea.
Why will he not release the football?
He is broken.
But Rhea, they had a 2 week bye and nothing was fixed.
Rhea!
And something else. He keeps saying this. I'll get into this a little later. His message after the game again was, I'm not going to change. You heard it during the montage. I'm going to play the same way I always have. Then you shouldn't play. All right? Then you should not be playing. If you won't even acknowledge how horribly you're playing, don't play.
How many B's does he put in the word?
He throws a lot of B's in. He also throws a lot of A-H's in there, but he's not getting rid of the ball because he's not a good quarterback. Okay, how many times do we have to say it, Sean? Say it from the rafters, from the top. Sacks are a...
I'm not saying that. I don't
quarterback stat.
I don't agree with you on that.
They are. Well, you're not agreeing with me. I don't make the stat up, okay? I don't make the studies up. That people who are smarter than me come up with that. They are a quarterback stat. He is hanging on to the football. He is never on time. What is the most valuable part of playing the quarterback position? Sean, say it. Being on time. What is Carson Wentz never?
You're on time also if people are open. He's also got no one to throw to. Alshon Jeffrey was trending yesterday because of his half-hearted attempt to get up for that final interception. Dallas Goedert was their leading receiver. And then, again, it's a who's who. B. Scott. I don't know if Bart Scott's playing.
It's not
That's
Bart
Boston Scott.
Scott.
No. R. Rodgers. Is that Richard Rodgers?
Rodney Rodgers. Remember the old basketball player?
The Denver Rogers. Nugget. Yeah. Rodney Rodgers. The chunky left-hander. G. Ward. Gray. I don't know who these people are, but Carson keeps trying to do too much. The most depressing thing about the Eagles season for me is not that they have the same amount of win as the Cowboys and won't run away with the division to put the Cowboys out of their misery. It's no Eagles fans at the stadium.
Yeah.
If the fans were in that stadium, I think Jalen Hurts would have already been playing by now, Troy.
No, you're absolutely right, which is why Angelo Cataldi keeps saying, why is he still in the game? Why is Carson Wentz still in the game? Because Doug Peterson's leaving him in there. But you know what? Angelo actually made a good point. Maybe it's because Carson Wentz is Doug Peterson.
In the season that Doug Peterson was the starting quarterback for the Eagles, by now he had been replaced by a rookie, Donovan McNabb, and we never looked back. So to me, at some point, regardless of how much money you paid the guy, if he's this bad, you got to put him on the bench.
That's kind of a good point.
I kind of agree. Right now, it is so bad there. And it's such a free fall. I don't know if Carson Wentz is the type of guy that will demand out or he'll make a big stink about it. Carson Wentz appears fragile. He looks fragile. So I think now you could say playing Jalen Hurts would totally break him. But you got to try a spark. You know, put in McCown. Do something. Because this is just walking to the slaughter every single week.
I don't think Josh McCown's there anymore.
No, he's not.
I think he's in Houston now.
Yep, he is.
Is he?
Yep.
I think he got picked up from the practice squad of the Eagles.
I don't think he got picked up as more as they called him on his phone in his living room and said, okay, you don't need to get a check from us anymore.
How old are we that Doug Peterson was quarterbacking on the same Donovan McNabb team? I had no recollection, no memory of that whatsoever. I think I remember Doug Peterson with Favre on the Packers. Yeah, with Green Bay. But yeah, they're trying to figure out whether to bench Wentz. They have to try to inject some life on this football team. It's terrible for them.
I can't imagine I would inject life by bringing in a worse player if you think he's a worse player.
Well, you know, they drafted him in the second round for a reason. I mean, I laughed at it. I disagree, but they saw something. Why'd you take him in the second?
Because they didn't think they'd get him in the third, I guess. I don't know. I have no idea. Like, it was a weird situation. I would start Wentz, and then if he's bad, pull him. I have no problem pulling guys in the middle of games. You know, pulling a guy.
Save that.
Dang it! if you yank him in the game,
got it.
Then
What if he goes off? What if he loses it?
If you yank him in the middle, then you're.
Or what if he explodes? What if he has all these passing yards?
Great. If he explodes, even better. That's the goal, right? Want him to explode. That's the goal.
What if you score with him?
Yeah,
better. Like, even better.
Then
everybody.
Then
loves
he can't play
score.
Tight end. I guess. Okay.
He can.
So more from WIP this morning. Morning, Philadelphia, Angelo Cotone.
Oh,
a couple of callers this morning calling in. They were upset. Angelo's still more upset.
My brother, my friends, everybody. I was getting text messages. Wentz is garbage. The Eagles are overrated. 2017 was just a distant memory. I'm like embarrassed to be an Eagles fan today. But I'm like I said, I'm a diehard Eagles fan. There's a lot of blame to go around. I don't know. I told you that for the most part, we did have an answer for Chubb, but eventually he has that stiff arm that's all over SportsCenter now.
Yeah. But you know why the Chubb eventually came out of it? They kept giving him the ball.
They didn't quit on the run.
The what?
We had six carries in the second half for 10 yards. We stopped running.
Do you know when Kareem Hunt scored that touchdown on that run? I believe he was still at negative yardage.
Yeah.
It was.
No, but they didn't stop running. We quit.
He added a W to the word ball and
ball.
An H to the word carries.
I just can't believe that this is like highly rated.
Oh yeah.
I really cannot believe it. Carson Wentz, by the way, does not have a QBR above 58 in the last 5 weeks.
Not good.
Let me say it again. Doesn't have even a 60 QBR in the last 5 weeks. He's gone 35.7, 58.4, 27, 37.7, and yesterday against the Browns, a 20. A 20 QBR. Awful.
I did give WIP props earlier. I said when you start your show, you set the tone. That's what you want to do. What you don't want to do is take callers before you have the coach on, because they have Doug Peterson on every Monday morning. So there comes a point where you have to make the decision. You probably want to stop putting callers on in case he's listening, because you don't want to set that kind of tone. No, they didn't do that.
Jason from the Dirty 30.
Yeah.
Hi, Jason.
Angelo, morning team. This is definitely a sad day. I mean, every weekend we hit a new low. I just don't get it. Wentz needs to take some of this responsibility. He's a veteran. Okay, I expect a lot more from him.
With you, Jason. Jason, do you?
Peterson needs to go.
Wait a minute. No, you can't say that now. He could call it any second. I don't want him hearing you. The head of the fan base cannot be saying Doug Peterson has to be fired.
Well, you have to speak the truth.
All right, fine.
I'm tired of watching us lose every week.
Yeah.
I'm trying to figure out TV shows to keep this newborn entertained, to see if I can get him glued to TV so I don't have to pay attention to him. And so far, it's been Muppet Babies.
Ooh.
And that's what Angelo is to me. I can't stop thinking of like Gonzo. Like he looks like a Muppet baby. That's what I hear every single time along with this meatball callers in Philly. I love that they're suffering this much. Even though we're all tied in the division, and it could be screwing up Team Tank. Is that all the audio, Troy?
Yeah, that's all I got from Skeeter and the Muppet Babies.
Skeeter, yes, there it is. Troy spying, as always, as you requested, on Filthy, Behind Enemy Lines, WIP.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.